Hello, and welcome back to the Worst Sister Shire podcast. We're three sisters who decided to start up a podcast to talk about our favourite TV shows and movies, but this week we're going to be changing things up and going with a segment of The Source. Let's introduce ourselves. Say hi, guys.
Hi, I'm Suna.
I'm Sadie.
And I'm Ajzum. Here in the Shire, we have a motto, and that motto is, if attempted murder is a crime, then attempted comedy is a podcast. Now let's kick into it and attempt some comedy. I want to name this episode, The Source in brackets, Movie Magic. So the theme of this whole episode is going to be about movies, actors and actresses, basically.
Oh, cool. I know two of them.
Yeah, exactly. And the first segment is, it's just a bit of a free discussion, and we're going to be talking about whether or not we think certain actors, actresses are talented or just famous.
Okay.
First up, thoughts on Selena Gomez.
Is she an actress?
She is.
What is she in? I only know her from singing.
So she's from Wizards of Waverly Place, and she's in No Murders in the Building and stuff like that. She was a Disney star first.
No, that's right. I remember now.
So I was like that Jumanji guy. I remember.
I know.
But I thought the old lady dropped into the ocean at the end. Yeah, because she's good. I don't think she's just famous.
What do you think, Sadie?
She's a great singer. I love her songs. But, like, with acting, she's only ever had just Alex.
That's not true. She's also in Ramona and Beezus. She's in No Murders in the Building. Like,
it's basically the same character. The Ramona and Beezus is basically the same character as Alex. Like, they did her dirty.
No. Like, so I'm dumb because I said I didn't know what she was in, but I've actually seen her in No Murders in the Building.
Yeah.
Only Murders in the Building. And she's quite good. She's very entertaining.
So this is what I was going to say. I personally think she's a more talented actress than she is singer.
Ooh.
So I know it's controversial. I like Selena Gomez as someone who I find entertaining to watch in interviews and stuff like that, but I don't personally like her songs. I think She seems like a nice enough person, but I prefer her as an actress.
I don't even know what I like her better as, but I know I do like her. I do watch a lot more of her interviews than I do watch her like shows or songs.
Yeah.
I like her as a person.
Yeah, I like her as a person.
So where are we leaning towards, talented or famous?
Famous, because no one actually watches her shows or listens to her music.
But I feel so mean to say that because I like her.
I know. This is why it's hard, right? Because she seems like such a nice person.
I think it's famous because all of us have, in some words or other, just admitted that we don't watch her shows or listen to her music, but we do watch her interviews.
I listen to her one song. That Calm Down song that she has is real good.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good one. That's on my list as well.
That is a great song.
I like when she features in Tucky Tucky.
Yeah, that's another one. Yeah, but see, but these aren't her songs. She's just featuring in them.
And she features amazingly.
She's an amazing feature artist.
So I think famous is just the way to go. It's not a bad thing.
Okay, my next person is Jonah Hill.
You come out with the one character peoples. Jonah Hill is in a variety of things, and he's the same person in all of them as well. I like him. He's funny.
I disagree. I don't think he's the same character in everything. I think you watch a lot of the same movies. But, like, for example, in 21 Jump Street versus Wolf on Wall Street, he's a very different person.
I didn't see Wolf on Wall Street. I didn't even know that
one. This is what I mean. You watch the movies where he plays the same roles because you think they're funny.
I've watched 21 Jump Street, 22 Jump Street, and Superbad.
And 25 Jump Street.
So I think that I personally think he's really talented and actually an underrated actor.
I don't know. I have no real opinion, I feel like.
Okay, well, I have one that I have put a lot of thought in for the next one, and I want to hear you guys' opinions before I voice my own. What do you guys think of Shailene Woodley?
Who the fuck is that?
The girl from Triss from Divergent. She was in A Fault in Our Stars and
The Secret Life of American Teenager.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I know her. I don't know. I feel like the only thing I really remember her in is in Secret Life, the American, whatever that show
Secret
is.
Secret Life of the American Teenager.
Secret American Teenager. That's where I know her from. Okay. And I feel like she was okay in that. She was probably, her character was probably annoying, but that was probably just the character. For example, I feel like some people They just seem like shit actresses or actors because they're just casting shit roles, and it's like there's not much more you could do with it.
Yeah, that's a good way to phrase it. And I feel like Shailene Woodley is one of those people.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I haven't seen a lot of stuff she's in, but I just feel like she's been cast in a lot of crap roles, right?
Yeah.
So maybe we just haven't seen her full range.
Like, I liked her in The Fault in Our Stars, but I didn't like her in anything else.
See, I couldn't watch A Fault in Our Stars because she was in it.
I watched it purely because the book was amazing.
I couldn't watch it because it sounds too sappy.
Yeah, also that.
That's a movie you want to watch when you want to cry.
I literally never want to cry.
I need to cry less.
Literally. No, I cry too much as it is.
Okay, what movies can you recommend for crying less?
Transformers.
Have you guys seen Elemental?
No, but I don't want to because it doesn't surprise me. I know I'm going to cry.
So the other day we're sitting in the house and Jeremy decides that he's going to come in and he's like, I want a family movie night. So all the pillows, all the blankets are on the floor. We've got like a pillow fort going on. We've turned on Elemental and we are enthralled in this movie, right? Me and my husband were just sat there literally hands in our, like, head in our hands on our elbows, like little kids just watching this thing. Jemmy gets up and leaves halfway through, and we're still watching this movie, and we are crying, like, both of us. I'm going to call him out on here. He cried in Elemental.
That's beautiful.
It is.
It is beautiful.
If you want to see Arzum ugly cry, put on Forrest Gump.
Oh, my God. I've never ugly cried so badly in my life. That was the first and only good movie I've ever seen. All right. So we'll do a quick fire round. I want you guys to just say, like, famous or talented to the next few people quickly.
All right. Okay.
Tom Holland.
Good.
Talented.
Jennifer Aniston.
She's talented, but she is the one that does play the same character over and over again.
Yeah. So that's what I thought as well. I was like, I'm sure, like, she can do more, but she doesn't.
Yeah. Like, but she does what she does well, though.
Yeah. But that's because she plays herself, though.
Yeah, like, you don't need to show range if what you're doing is working for you.
Okay, the next one, Adam Sandler.
Famous.
No. I'm not going for famous. He's talented. I love all of his movies. He plays literally the same person in his entire set, but it works for him. I'd say talented.
But he gets so annoying.
Don't watch him back to back then.
He gets so annoying in the one movie. But exactly. I will say, I think he's a really talented, like, director/producer. Because I've seen movies, and I'm like, oh my God, Adam Sandler did this, and it was good. Okay, Melissa McCarthy, talented or famous?
Talented.
Talented.
Don't even need to agree. Talented. She's a queen.
What was that one movie you guys recommended? And you
Spy? No, The Heat.
Okay, so let me tell you guys really overhyped this movie. I thought I was setting myself up for disappointment because, like, you know when someone tells you something's real good and you have really high expectations and then it always just falls short?
Yeah.
Okay, so I had my expectations were built sky high and it delivered.
It's so good.
Such a good movie.
It was hysterical. It was really good.
Okay, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but if you haven't, next one for you guys to watch that I feel like equates to kind of the heat energy.
Are you prepared to do this though? Because you're risking your now reputation of making one good recommendation.
I know. Two good recommendations. I recommended Nightcrawler.
That wasn't as good a recommendation as The Heat, but it was.
I think it was a different good recommendation.
It was a decent one.
Anyway, don't take this from me. I think if you liked The Heat, you will like Spy, which is a Melissa McCarthy movie again, but with Jason Statham, and it's hilarious.
Okay, I've been putting off watching Spy purely because the little picture on Netflix is gold.
Yeah, so that's just them making fun of James Bond. She doesn't actually become gold at any point in the movie.
All right, I will watch this.
Okay, please do, and let me know what you think. Okay. I have no joke made this my comfort movie and have seen it about 11 times. Okay, last one, guys. Cole Sprouse. Famous or talented?
Talented.
Talented.
I agree. I think that, like, pre-Riverdale, I would have just said famous.
Yeah.
But he does a good job of making me not hate Jughead, even though he's so cringe in Riverdale.
Jughead's literally the best. He's like the saving grace of Riverdale.
He's like, Betty, have you ever seen me without this stupid hat? That's weird. I'm a weirdo.
I love him in almost everything that he does. He's good.
Yeah, I agree. He is good. Well, that concludes famous or talented.
Can I just note that was judged by people who are neither famous nor talented?
Yeah, correct. Correct. Yeah, that's a good thing to note. My next segment I would like to call Knighted or Not. Okay. And it's about, I'm going to name celebrities again, like famous people from movies, like actors. And you tell me if they've been knighted or not.
Okay. Basically, are they British or not?
Okay. Keira Knightley.
No.
Not.
She is. What? She's a dame.
Why?
What has she ever done?
For her contributions to cinema.
For what? Her one role in Pirates of the Caribbean? And what? Bend It Like Beckham?
Bend It Like Beckham is a classic. Okay. First of all, you take that back.
Agreed. It's a classic, but bro, like, that's all she's done.
All right. Next one. Johnny Depp.
Knighted.
Not.
He's not knighted.
So they got Keira Knightley, but not him?
Correct.
He's not British.
Do you need to be British to be knighted?
Why would you knight someone else in a random country?
If you just lawyered Arzum's game, it's going to be easy. Arzum, next one.
Eddie Redmayne.
Is he British?
It's Newt Scamander.
Yeah, he's from the UK.
I'm going to say not.
He is, in fact, knighted.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Angelina Jolie.
Not knighted.
Not.
She is.
What?
Why?
She is.
Why are they overstepping on Johnny Depp?
Is Angelina Jolie's for her humanitarian work?
No, also for her contributions to cinema.
Oh, because she's done a lot of good humanitarian work.
No, Johnny Depp has contributed more than anyone to cinema. All of his roles are vastly different. He's never the same person twice. Like, he's amazing.
No, so her knighting is she's an honorary dame because of her humanitarian work and her fight to end sexual violence.
Ah, well, the thing I read that was for her contributions to cinema.
Ah, well, the thing I'm reading says it's for humanitarian work, which makes sense to me. She's done a lot.
Yeah, but also I found out while doing this research that you can be knighted more than once. So maybe she has two.
Maybe.
I don't know. All right, what about Gary Oldman?
Knighted.
Knighted?
Not knighted.
See?
What? That's a travesty.
I know, right?
You sounded like that TikTok.
What?
What TikTok did I sound like?
You don't know.
I know the one you're talking about, but I don't know how to explain
it. It's sort of guys like, hey, hey, what?
Hey. Yeah, what?
Literally have no idea what you guys are going on about.
Hold on 1 second. I'll find it. Listen, listen.
Now I see it.
Okay, so next one, Michael Caine.
He knighted. Should be knighted.
Is he or isn't he, Sadie? Should be isn't an option.
He is.
He is knighted, correct.
Good.
Idris Elba?
Not knighted.
Knighted.
He is not knighted.
Oh, rude. He has a certain effect on women.
He does have a certain effect on women. And that concludes our segment of Knighted or Not. What was your most surprised knighted or not moment?
So obviously Gary Oldman.
I know. What?
I thought he was a national treasure.
He should be.
I just turned into a human Muppet.
What? All right. So this next segment is a bit of a game. It's called Celebrity Quirks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you about actors and actresses. I have something specific about them. I'm not going to tell you who they are. Based on the information I give you, I want you to guess who they are.
Oh, I can't wait for this. Go. I love judging people.
All right. Number one, this person wears a fancy and expensive earring, which is exactly the cost of a universally like agreed upon coffin. If they die in an unusual place, they can sell the earring and it covers the expense of a coffin and they can be buried. This is an old pirate tradition.
Johnny Depp.
Sadie?
I'm going to go with Johnny Depp. That was the first thought that came into my mind.
You're both wrong. It's Morgan Freeman.
Oh!
Yeah, the earrings he wears.
Yeah, yeah, he actually does wear earrings, so this is clicking for me now.
Yeah, and the earrings he wears are, like, it's a pirate tradition. You wear enough earrings to be able to buy a coffin in case you die somewhere random.
Okay, but, like, he's got enough money that he doesn't need to do this. He knows that, right?
He does know that. But it's stayed with him ever since.
I do not have any earrings ever, so if you find my body, you're on your own.
Well, we already said we're going to donate you to science.
Yes, thanks, please.
Well, I'm broke. The most I could do is sort of try and build you a coffin before I bury you.
You got a carpenter husband, like, you know, surely.
Well, I could just shove her into the ocean. I thought the other lady dropped into the ocean at the end.
Oh my god, we need to make a remaking of the Titanic where she's just sneaking off the boat to drop a dead body in.
Yes. So, okay.
So good.
Side note, I was reading something the other day and it made me sad. I was going to tag you guys in it, but then I was like, no, if I've just ruined my mood, I'm not going to ruin theirs, right?
Yes. So you're going to ruin it now?
No, now it's going to be funny, right? So people who have multiple siblings, someone is going to be there for everyone's funerals, but they're going to, like, no one's going to be there for theirs.
Shut not.
Yes, they are, because the other two will be haunting their funeral.
That's also so true. That's immortality, my darlings.
Exactly.
Haunt.
If I did this to you the other day when we were, like, in a crappy mood, it would have been sad, but now it's funny.
All right. You guys ready for another one?
Yep.
Yep.
So this person is known for their sexy, sultry voice. But when they started acting, they lowered their voice into that sort of sexy whisper because they had a stutter.
Are you going to talk about Morgan Freeman again?
Is it like Charlize Theron?
Who? What's your guess, Sadie?
I'm going for a man, and I'm going to go for like Idris Elba.
It is neither of those. It is Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, that was not going to be any of my guesses.
Yeah, so the whole reason the sexy whisper thing happened is because people who apparently have a stutter can't stutter while they're whispering. It's like how they don't stutter while they're singing. You guys ready for the next one?
Yep.
Yep.
So this actor insists that every time they're in a film, they make it sure that it's written into the script that they're eating something, at least in one scene in that movie, because they think, A, they look hot while they're eating, and B, it helps them understand their character better by knowing what kinds of food they would like to eat.
I feel like I've seen an interview of this.
I feel like this is a Johnny Depp thing.
So is that your guess?
Yeah.
Is it like Tom Cruise is my guess?
It is Brad Pitt.
Yes, I knew these. I knew who it was. I swear I've seen an interview where he talks about this, but I couldn't remember who it was.
Okay. So next one. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This actor was always sneaking snacks and chocolates and stuff into their pockets while they were filming said movie, and they would melt and squish and things like that, and this would cause issues for the costume managers. So to deter them from putting snacks in their pockets, the costume managers sewed the pockets shut.
Okay, so you know it's not a woman because she wouldn't have had pockets to begin with.
I like the energy this gives.
I'm gonna say, is it Tom Holland?
No.
I just feel like it's his vibe.
It is his vibe. I see that for him.
But like spidey suits don't have pockets.
He's been in other movies.
Is it Chris Hemsworth?
No, it's not. It is our very own Draco Malfoy, Tom Felton.
Really?
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yes. So he kept sneaking like chocolates in his robes and they had to sew them shut.
Well, to be fair though, if you're dealing with children, you should be thinking this is going to happen.
Another fun fact for you, which wasn't included on this because I didn't know how to write it without making it obvious what movie it was from, but Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe, broke like 88 wands or something throughout the whole entirety of Harry Potter series because he kept using them as drumsticks. So, got another one for you guys, see if you can guess who this is.
Okay.
This actor, from the ages of 16 to 20, worked as a lion tamer.
Is it Jim Carrey? If there's one person that I'm like, I heard this about and I wouldn't be surprised, it would be Jim Carrey.
Okay, what about you, Sadie?
I was thinking more like a woman.
Okay, name a woman.
Jimothy Carey.
Jimena.
I don't know. Now that's when I said Jim Carrey, that does make sense.
Okay, well, it's Christopher Walken.
Oh!
Also not surprised.
Right? So weird.
Did you guys... Oh, I sent you guys that, didn't I? The Super Bowl ad? Where they were, like, copying the way he talks?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. That was such a good ad.
Yo, lion.
Yo, lion. Get in the hoop. So this actor only does shirtless scenes in movies if they can do an ice soak bath immediately before so their skin is tight, and they won't do a movie unless it has a running scene.
Is it Tom Cruise?
It's Will Smith.
It's Tom Cruise.
Oh my God. I knew it. This is why he runs in every freaking movie.
He likes the way he looks when he runs. So he has not picked up a role ever where he has not had to run in a scene.
I knew it. Because Tom Cruise just runs in every movie, whether it makes sense or not.
It's so true.
Right, so I was watching Top Gun Maverick the other day. Now, I don't really like Tom Cruise as a person, but he was running in Top Gun Maverick and The man can run. Let him run.
Yeah, because he does it for every movie.
He does it for every movie. He likes the way he runs. We just
can't. Yeah, but it's not just him. Not just him. Chris Hemsworth is the same. Will Smith is the same.
They don't explicitly put in their contracts that they have to run.
But also, like, out of all the actors you know, who has the most distinctive run? I feel like it's 100% Tom Cruise.
It is.
You can see him run a mile away and be like, that's Tom Cruise.
All right, so I've got three more. So this actor has starred in three different McDonald's ads before they were famous, and each time they were cast as apple slices. The McDonald's casters didn't realize they had casted this person three different times.
Is it Justin Timberlake?
Who looks the most like an apple slice?
Is it Justin Timberlake?
I'm loving it. I don't know. I can't picture anyone as an apple slice in a Macca's ad. Can we get a hint about the decade?
I'm not sure what year it was, but this actor is in their 20s, if that helps.
Oh, it's in their 20s. Oh, okay. It's not Justin Timberlake. Is it Elordie? Jacob Elordie and Joey King look like apple slices.
I'll say Joey King to be different.
Joey King does look like an apple slice, you're right. But no, it's not her. It is Jenna Ortega.
Oh,
really? She doesn't look like an apple slice.
I agree. I agree. All right, so this one should be a bit faster. These are all movie quotes. Just see if you know what they're from and who said them.
Okay.
First one. Ohana means family, and family means nobody gets left behind.
Or forgotten. Lilo and Stitch.
Correct. Okay. Curiouser and curiouser.
Oh, Ollivander said it to Harry Potter.
No. Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland is correct.
Yeah.
Didn't Ollivander say it to Harry Potter when he was picking his wand?
But that's not what it's from originally.
Oh, damn.
Okay, easy one. P. Sherman, 42, Wallaby Way, Sydney.
Finding Nemo.
Correct. Okay. Life is pain, princess. Anyone who tells you different is selling you something.
I feel like I've seen this, but what is it?
You have, and you know it very well.
Sounds like a bad boy.
Give us a clue.
Actually,
I think I know what it is. Is it The Princess Bride?
It is, correct. Oh. That's a good one. I'm glad you got that one.
As you wish.
Exactly. I was going to do that, but then I was like, oh, no, it's too obvious. I can't do that as a clue.
Inconceivable.
Okay, next one. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to us.
Oh, I do know this. I've seen this.
You have seen this.
I haven't got a clue.
Clue.
This is a really obvious one, but it's fine. Eleven's is.
Oh, Lord of the Rings.
It is from Lord of the Rings. Next one. Greater good, I am your wife. I'm the greatest good you are ever going to get.
Love it. I don't know what it's from, but I love it.
I haven't got a clue. No.
Oh my gosh, it's The Incredibles. I used to say this all the time.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen that movie in so long.
Oh my gosh, but I love that quote so much. Okay, don't forget, I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her.
Notting Hill.
It is, correct.
Ah, love it.
I thought you would. That one was just
That's
for you.
That's a good moment. That is a classic. Now I want to watch Notting Hill.
Well, I haven't seen it and I think I need an N.
Oh, please watch it. You're going to love it.
You quote that to me all the time. That's why I knew it.
I haven't seen it either.
Oh, you guys are missing out. Please watch it.
Next one. Suna should get this. You watched this relatively recently. Yeah, well, that's just like your opinion, man.
Oh, The Big Lebowski.
Correct. Get in, loser. We're going shopping.
Oh, Mean Girls.
Oh, Mean Girls.
Okay. English, motherfucker. Do you speak it?
Oh, Pulp Fiction.
Yep. Who says it?
Is it Samuel L. Jackson's character?
It is. His name is Jules.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Pulp Fiction either.
You should. It's an okay movie.
Yeah, you should. It's an okay movie. Agree. Watch once type of movie. But I do quote that particular line from the movie a
You
lot.
Do. Anytime I don't hear what Suna said, English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Okay. It's the one thing I've gotten out of that movie.
I also like a cheese royale with cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, next one. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
That's like The Godfather or something.
It is.
You come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding.
Life finds a way.
Oh, Jurassic Park.
Correct. I'm not an idiot now. I know that.
Yeah.
I need to watch Jurassic Park.
Have you not?
No.
Oh my God, you're an idiot.
Oh my God, you're an idiot.
Why am I an idiot?
That's literally what my husband said to Adzel when he found out that she didn't watch Jurassic Park.
Well, now you can say it times two because the other one hasn't watched it either.
But then we watched it all together and now she's no longer an idiot.
Yeah, not about that anymore. All right, next one. Big mistake. Huge.
Huge. This is another Julia Roberts.
It is. What is it?
Pretty Woman.
It is. That'll do, pig. That'll do.
Pig.
Babe.
Pig.
Babe. Such a good movie, that one.
Correct. All right. Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
I can take a stab, but it'll be wrong.
Okay.
Or you could give me a clue and I can have a stab and it could be more closer to correct.
Let me see. The movie is from 1983.
Oh, phew. That wasn't going to be my guess.
What was going to be your guess?
I was going to guess Big Fish.
I've literally never heard of that, so.
Oh my God, have you guys not? That is an incredible movie. You have to watch it.
Watch it together.
It's really good. Yeah, it's really good. It's like top tier. You should watch it.
Should watch it.
Yeah, really good movie. Life moves pretty fast. What was the rest?
If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Is it The Breakfast Club?
Yeah, that's what I was going to guess. Is The Breakfast Club?
No, it is Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, yes, that makes sense.
You're not your fucking khakis.
Oh, is it Fight Club?
It is.
Yeah.
And last one. By all means, move the glacial pace. You know how much that thrills me.
I know this too. Oh my God. I can't picture what it's from though. Can we have a clue?
It's from 2006.
Is it a comedy?
I think so, yeah. No, I think so. It is.
Is it Ice Age?
No.
Another clue.
Anne Hathaway, isn't it?
Ella Enchanted?
No. Is it The Devil Wears Prada?
It is.
Yay! I have seen it.
So this next round is going to be Celebrity Head, where I assign you guys a famous celebrity, like actor or actress. Okay, so it's not really, like, you guys can't really ask questions, so it's not really Celebrity Head. But what's going to happen is I'm going to tell you a movie or show that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And each time you guys need another clue, I'll give you an easier one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then you guys have to guess who it is.
Yeah, so it's like a who am I type question.
Yeah, it's like a who am I type question.
Yep, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep, progressively easier clues till we get it.
Okay.
Yes. Clue number one, The Polar Express.
Tom Hanks.
Yes, oh my God, what?
I know he's in that.
I didn't know he was in that.
She didn't even let Arthur finish the word express.
I know. Jesus fucking Christ.
Tom Hanks is the only person I know in that movie.
Okay. God damn.
God damn, is the worst to come out the mouth.
Literally, Jesus Christ. Okay, here's one I know you haven't seen, so you're not going to guess.
So you think. Go on.
This person is in Paddington 2.
Okay, I don't know this.
I know it!
I haven't got a clue.
Is it like Hugh Grant?
Yes! What the fuck?
Yes! I just tried to guess what British actor is in Paddington 2.
Why did you think it was British?
Because Paddington's British.
Yeah. Oh.
Never mind.
Mate, it's Marmalade. What else would he be?
Okay.
But I do want to watch Paddington. It's on my list.
Okay, 1 second. I'm pulling up another person because this is like too ridiculous. Star Trek Beyond.
What year is Beyond?
Like, 2016.
What year was that movie made? 2016. Is it Chris Pine?
Yes. Oh my God, fuck you.
I was about to say that.
All right. Next person. Let's do The Accused.
Halle Berry?
No. Freaky Friday.
Oh.
Lindsay Lohan? Jamie Lee Curtis?
No. The original Freaky Friday. Panic Room.
Oh, Jodie Foster.
Yes, correct.
She also played a baby prostitute in Taxi Driver.
Did she?
Yeah, I saw that fairly recently.
Oh.
She was literally like 15 years old or something.
Isn't that Natalie Portman?
No, it was Jodie Foster. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, she was on that list I was just looking at. Okay. Always Be My Maybe.
Mm.
This is one of those Netflix things, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, is it Ali Wong?
No.
Is she in it, though? Is that what I'm thinking of?
Yeah, she is.
Okay, I don't know who else is in there, so that is the end of my guess.
Okay. Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Kevin Hart?
No. Toy Story 4.
Woody Allen? No, that's not his name. Not Woody Allen.
Tom Hanks is who you're thinking of. He played Woody.
No, it's not him. Ready for another clue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Devil's Advocate.
I'm still dead.
Okay. Speed.
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was in Always Be My Baby or whatever that show's called.
Always Be My Maybe.
Oh, Always Be My Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't say any of the obvious things, like Matrix.
Well, that was going to be my next one. Matrix and then John Wick was going to be my next one. Okay. How to be single.
Rebel Wilson.
No. Promising Young Woman.
I have no idea what these movies that you're spitting out at me are.
I can't remember. I don't know who's in that movie. I'm just going to guess people.
I can just give you another clue.
Yes, please.
Mad Men.
Is it the one that plays in Handmaid's Tale? Elizabeth something?
Oh, I know who you're talking about. No, it's not her.
Elizabeth Moss?
That's no, it's not her.
Okay.
She's also in Get Hard, the Will Ferrell movie.
Literally no idea. Amy Poehler.
She's in Glow.
Allison. What's her last name? Is her first name Allison?
It is.
Okay, so then it is her, the one that's in Community.
Yeah, Alison Brie.
Brie, yeah, that's the one.
I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, so it's Alison Brie.
She's really good. I liked her in Community and in that show that you just mentioned.
Glow, yeah, okay. The Big Short.
Was Steve Carell in that?
He was.
Is it him?
No.
Okay.
About Time?
No.
I have no idea, bro.
Bombshell?
No.
I, Tonya?
Nah.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Brad Pitt.
Nope. The Wolf of Wall Street.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Nope. Barbie.
Ryan Gosling.
No. Suicide Squad.
Oh, Margot Robbie.
Yes. I'm like, Barbie?
For some reason, it was in my mind that it was a man because of The Big Short.
Yeah, maybe.
I've like never seen a woman in that movie. That makes so much sense because she was in Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah. I thought, well, surely when I said Barbie, you're going to get it in an instant.
No, because I was thinking a man. I was like, what man was in Barbie?
Okay. Austin Powers in Goldmember.
You just told us?
No, that's what the movie is apparently called.
That's what
called.
The movie is.
Oh.
I forget the name of the actor, but the one who plays Austin Powers, Mike Myers.
No.
Okay.
Basic.
Eddie Murphy?
Nah.
Nope. The General's Daughter?
Nope.
Be Cool?
Nope.
Oh, this is an obvious one, but a fun one. Bolt?
Like the cartoon?
John Travolta?
It is John Travolta.
Does he play a dog in that?
Yeah, I think he does.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and that's everything, guys. How did you guys like my movie madness episode?
It was good.
You couldn't have thrown me a grease.
Well, I was getting there. I was going to go, look who's talking. Pulp Fiction, and then Grease. Because it has to start harder, remember?
Fair. I guess the first few were too easy. The last few were so hard.
Well, I thought the first few were hard, and like I have one movie, and I'm like, Tom Hanks. All right, so do we have any worst sister stories?
Yeah, I have one. Someone tried to steal $800 from me this week.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. Yes.
Yes, so I went to try and pay for coffee, which is like $5, and my card was declined, which is like already embarrassing. And then I was like, okay, let me just transfer real quick. And then my app decides to update. So I'm like, okay, let me just update real slow. And I'll be right with you. So I finally my app updates and I go in there to see my money, and I was in like minus $500, and I was like, what the hell? I have not spent this much money. I've done nothing. So, yeah, I just paid for my coffee, transferred money, paid for my coffee, whatever. And then I figured out that somebody had tried to, had got access to my PayPal and was trying to take money out of it.
Bro.
And they took money from my bank and was trying to transfer it to my PayPal. But luckily I caught it in time, and my bank and PayPal were both really, really good, and they helped me out with cancelling the transactions and everything.
That's so scary, though.
That is scary. My heart would have been racing.
Because I was like, do I have amnesia? Did I spend $800 in my sleep last night? Like, what is going on here?
Did I accidentally buy a foosball table?
Yeah, like, what the hell? I would remember a purchase that big, surely.
Yeah, that's wild. What about you, Sadie? Do you have a worst sister story?
I bought beds and mattresses don't fit. The mattresses are slightly smaller, which I think makes it worse. So, like, if it was slightly bigger, you could at least, like, stuff it into the bed frame. But, like, I have the beds and the mattresses are a good 5 by 5 centimeters smaller than they needed to be.
Yeah.
But my clever husband decided to open one of them. So now I can't even send them back. I can send one of them back.
Send the husband back.
Do it.
And to be fair, though, they look like they would fit.
Yeah, I would imagine they would look like they would fit.
All right. Well, thanks, everyone, for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode of The Source. Let us know what you think. You can reach us on our socials. We're at SisterWorst on X/Twitter. You can also find us on Instagram, Facebook, Reddit, TikTok, and YouTube. on @Worcestershire, or you can email us on worcestershire@gmail.com. We like hearing from you guys. We love your feedback, and you know, when we want to make content that you guys like, so let us know what you think, and we'll see you guys next week. So should I count us out with a hada bum?
Yes, please.
Yep.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Hada bum.
Hada bum.
Who slammed the door first?
No one slammed the door, but Snow.
But Snow what?
I sent a very hysterically timed meme.
Alright,